guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, kicking the can, kicking the can down the road.
It's a great way to get tetanus.
Well, it's also a way to put off confronting a difficult issue or making an important decision.
I see, metaphorically. Yes.
Right. That I mean, typically sense. On a continuing basis. So when they say, you know, well, you keep kicking the can down the road.
Right.
It's postponing the inevitable.
Right. Why don't you just deal with, just rip the Band-Aid off and work on this thing already?
I mean, it's one of the reasons our elected officials won't fix anything.
Yeah.
And why they haven't fixed Medicare or Social Security.
And it's also why things keep getting worse. Because the longer we go without dealing with it, a lot of these problems, they're not solving themselves.
No, but like, for example, kicking the can down the road is how North Korea developed the capability to produce a nuclear blast twice that of the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima.
Right, because we never dealt with it in the 90s.
And it was Clinton. See, here's the thing. It was Clinton that cleared the way for North Korea to go nuclear in 1994.
Well,
he offered them oil in return for them abandoning the production of plutonium, which is, you know, obviously a key ingredient in nuclear weapons.
But it's worse than that. Because he ignored the problem in North Korea, one of the scientists in North Korea who developed the nuclear weapon capability for North Korea went to Pakistan and gave those secrets to Pakistan. So not only did North Korea become a nuclear power in the 90s, so did Pakistan. Well, immediately afterwards, India went, well, if Pakistan's going to have nukes, we've got to have nukes. So because Bill Clinton kicked the can down the road, not one nation became nuclear capable. Three different nations became nuclear capable, and two of them hate each other.
And then President Bush, he kicked the can down the road. Then Obama kicked the can down the road with North Korea as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you keep doing that, you never really solve anything. And in fact, it becomes a bigger issue because you haven't dealt with the problem.
And the only president that's actually tried to do anything about it was Donald Trump. And he came pretty darn close.
Well, no, absolutely. He was most successful in North Korea because he understood that the greatest threat facing America was not climate change.
Right. Yeah, it's not climate change. It's not people driving to work. That's not the biggest threat facing America.
No, it's terrorism.
Yeah.
All around the world.
State-sponsored terrorism.
You know, Iran is moving ever closer to nuclear capability. They're the largest state sponsor of terrorism.
We're not just kicking that can down the road. We're shoving.
We're accelerating. We're putting that on a rocket ship to the moon.
Yeah, we're helping the Iranians with that can. We've like bronzed that can and handed it over to them.
And China is modernizing their weapons with fighter jets. They've got hypersonic missiles
now. I'm sure it's just a peaceful rise. That's all they're interested in.
I mention all of those examples historically. Because what is going on right now in this country under the Biden administration is the same thing. He's kicking the can down the road when it comes to Russia. Because now Russia is ordering the expansion. Did you see this?
I did not.
They are expanding their military. You know, they've suffered 80,000 casualties.
Right.
They're running out of soldiers.
They've taken a massive beating in Ukraine. And they haven't got a whole bunch for that.
So the number of military and civilian staff now in the Russian armed forces will increase from 1.9 million to a little over 2.04 million new recruits.
Wow.
And that's going to come, it can only come from adding new soldiers, not new civilian employees, meaning that the total number of soldiers in the Russian army will rise to 1.1 million, or about 137,000, because the United States estimates right now are that Russia has lost about 75,000 or 80,000 troops that have been killed and or injured during the 6 months of fighting in the Ukraine.
Which is stunning when their initial invasion force was about 150,000 people. For them to have lost more than 50% of their invasion army.
And so what this tells you, and I think most pundits or military strategists otherwise would agree, that Moscow is not planning a diplomatic solution to end the war in Ukraine.
No, they're not.
They're preparing for a longer conflict.
Because at this point, they think they can win a war of attrition against Ukraine simply because they're so much bigger.
And what is the Biden administration doing about this? And you say, well, why should they? Why should we get involved in this conflict?
Yeah, I mean, there's a decent question there.
Okay, but at the same time, we could do something that doesn't involve putting boots on the ground in Ukraine.
And so far we've done that. We've given them lots of military equipment.
We gave them long-range artillery.
We gave them long-range artillery. That is the reason.
It's old technology. Oh. We haven't given them.
It was still beating Russian artillery. It was still blowing up a whole bunch of tanks. We've given them some stuff. Look, last time we gave a country a whole bunch of weapons, it didn't end up well for us. We gave $80 billion of weapons to the Taliban. We certainly don't want to give high-tech weapons that could be taken by the Russians in case the Ukrainians cut and run, just like Afghanistan cut and run.
But what is our foreign policy? Are we demonstrating American strength globally?
No.
I mean, because would Putin be doing this if Donald Trump was in the White House?
Here's your answer.
No.
When Barack Obama...
No, just say it. It's
when,
no.
When Barack Obama
just
was
cut
president...
Cut right to the chase. It's no.
Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. When Donald Trump was president, Vladimir Putin did not invade Ukraine. When Joe Biden was president, Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine again. He took 4 years off of invading Ukraine, just so happened to coincide with the 4 years that Donald Trump was in the White House.
No, I think this is stereotypical of Russian thugs or Russian activity.
It's Soviet.
That we've seen from the ex-KGB strongmen like Putin.
Right.
I mean, so when
he did it in Chechnya, he did it in Georgia, not U.S. Georgia, but Georgia over in the Caucasus. He's now done it in Ukraine.
I mean, any hopes that Putin and the Russian Federation may back down or seek a diplomatic solution?
It's a fantasy.
After the stalled illegal invasion of Ukraine, by the way.
It's a special operation. It is a special operation. Do not call it a war.
No, I think it's fading. I think, and now that he's ordered an increase in Russian military manpower, and in spite, and remember, in spite of the economic damage that has been levied by Western countries who have levied sanctions.
Yeah, but he's able to sell his oil to China. He's doing fine.
Well, at the same time, I think China is having second thoughts about having thrown all in with him because he hasn't performed. He has been met with limited success in Ukraine.
But what China gets out of is they get oil from Russia and they get the West distracted as they prepare to invade Taiwan. And the U.S. isn't leading in either hemisphere.
No, you know what the U.S. is doing? They're kicking the can down the road.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the judge in Florida who signed off on an FBI search warrant of Mar-a-Lago is now requiring the Department of Justice to release a redacted version of the affidavit that led to the search warrant. The DOJ has been trying to keep that affidavit secret, saying it would let people know what they were actually investigating. Judge Reinhart rejected that motion, but did allow the DOJ to redact certain parts of the document. He's given them until noon on Friday to release it to the public.
It's dishonest. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would we expect whatever they're going to release and being redacted, why would we expect there to be even a shred of legitimacy with respect to this search.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the state of Texas has banned BlackRock and several other companies from doing business with the state because of their reliance on environmental, social, and governance policies. BlackRock and the other financial firms are attempting to change how companies operate by forcing them to adopt leftist policies in order to gain funds through stock purchases. State Controller Glenn Hegger announced the ban, saying, quote, "The environmental, social, and corporate governance ESG movement has produced an opaque system and perverse system in which some financial companies no longer make decisions in the best interest of their shareholders or their clients, but instead use their financial clout to push a social and political agenda shrouded in secrecy. Texas law now requires the state to maintain a list of corporations that boycott and intend harm to energy companies. Since Texas is one of the largest energy producers in the world, BlackRock is at the top of that list."
Well, no, this is an expansion of the policy that Ron DeSantis in Florida implemented. He went after Walt Disney World, stripped them
of
all of their special privileges for being woke, for basically, what, flying in the face of Florida law.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, several states are now banning abortions after their trigger laws went into effect this week. Idaho, Tennessee, Texas had their abortion trigger laws become active today. North Dakota becomes active on Friday. All four of those states' trigger laws required 30 days to pass from the court officially filed the ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade before going into effect. At the same time, a federal judge in Idaho is blocking that state's abortion ban, saying it violated the Emergency Medical Treatment Act requiring hospitals to provide necessary care to patients whose life is in danger.
Why is that even? I mean, why is that even in question?
It's not in question. Just like the case out of Louisiana, where a hospital denied a woman an abortion when her child was not going to make it. This is just made up stuff. People aren't following what the law actually says.
Life is winning, nevertheless.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25-yard lanes, choose Hero's Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to this day studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Oh my gosh, those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
them.
Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So, Democrat D.C. mayor.
Yeah.
Muriel Bowser.
Yep.
She now has announced unvaccinated students will be denied an education. There will be no option for virtual learning. So if you live in the District of Columbia, you're unvaccinated, you will not be allowed in school.
That's ridiculous.
You will not have an option for virtual learning. And by the way, 40% of blacks in the District of Columbia between the ages of 12 and to 17 are not vaccinated.
It's such a ridiculous point.
Does it matter the color?
The left always makes it an issue of race, that if anything has a outcome that isn't
disproportionate,
like if it's not perfect on the outcome when it comes to race, well, it must be racist. How come they don't do it when a black mayor puts in a policy that disproportionately affects the black citizens?
And there's no contingency plan here. It's like they woke up and they said, well, they're already woke, but they woke up and they said, well, we're going to make these students get vaccinated whether they like it or not. And now what?
Nothing.
Now parents don't have a choice over the health care of their children. Already hear those out there that say, oh, but when it comes to abortion, you want the government to be able to prevent me from being able to take care of my body.
Okay, but here's
but it's the, not just your body.
It's not your body. It's the other body that we're concerned about. The issue when it comes to these vaccines, though, there is a very real possibility that more children will die from heart complications from getting the vaccine than would have died from COVID-19. These vaccines should not be given to children.
So we'll see. So the kids can go to school, apparently this Monday is the first day of school. They'll be able to go to school, but then they'll have 20 days to get their vaccination certificate. So we'll see if the mayor follows through and says, if you don't have your vaccine, you can't come to school. And it'll be after about 3 weeks. And where will they go?
It's just an awful, awful policy that's going to hurt a lot of kids. It's going to hurt a lot of families. How many children, this is an honest question, in Washington, D.C., how many children have died from COVID?
I'll get that number.
Okay.
I'll get that number. We'll talk about it in the next.
How many of them will die from the vaccine? It's a legitimate question. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, how would you feel if the mayor of your town showed up to support the kid who carjacked you at gunpoint?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. This is a story out of New Orleans. We covered it on our earlier show. But this is Mayor LaToya the Destroyer Cantrell. Mm. She showed up at a courtroom during a sentencing hearing for a 14-year-old kid who had been convicted of carjacking 5 different women. And the women all gave their victim impact statement, talking about how they couldn't sleep, how they were afraid.
They live in fear. Their lives are forever changed. They're victims.
And instead of sitting with the victims of the crime, the crime that happened in her city, she sat down next to the kid who was found guilty of committing those crimes.
A character witness. The mayor, LaToya the Destroyer, was a character witness.
Right.
For the criminal.
Exactly. And so the women, the girls...
Well, yeah.
Because they have the leader of their community, of their city.
The mayor, yeah. Terry.
The mayor came in and sat with the other team. Just think about that. Think about after they had given the accounts of what had happened to them, their impact statement, and then the leader of their community comes in to support the criminal who now has given them probably PTSD.
But here's the thing. See, she did that because this young man was part of a program which she needed to work, and apparently it did not work.
Right.
So she had sponsored a program, you know, that was apparently going to make up, you know, all kind of great things out of these youth. But the thing is, and then the judge, I mean, everything got thrown at. They got nothing. They didn't even get a slap on the hand.
People are tired of it. We're tired of it. I'm telling you, LaToya, she doesn't have her moniker. She doesn't get that nickname for no reason. LaToya the Destroyer is exactly what she is and what she's doing to New Orleans. It is no secret. Not only that, Denise, but she is causing division among races because of her racist remarks from 2 years ago and what she has put into place in that city. It is not even remotely the same city that
no,
it once was.
No, you can't go there. You don't want to go there. It's not safe. The people that live there are on social media. They're on Instagram. They're on TikTok. Yeah. They're on Facebook, and they're telling you, don't come here.
Yeah.
Don't come to our city. We don't even want to be here. We are fearful. We can't get out and go to the store. We can't go pump gas. We're being carjacked left and right. And you wonder why you got a mayor that goes and sits with the criminals instead of with the victims. And this is what she has turned the city into.
It is.
And she does it with her nose in the air. That's what's amazing.
Is this another Soros-run DA? Is this a Soros-funded?
Absolutely. Jason Williams is a Soros-funded DA.
This is,
and Jason Williams was on trial for tax evasion, and he was acquitted by a court in that same city.
So LaToya has surrounded herself with criminals, with people who've done criminal things. And so it does make sense that she's going to go sit on the side of the criminal. But the people of New Orleans need to stand up against this. This is evil. She is the most, narcissistic. I remember during the mask phase when she was out partying without a mask. But if you dared to walk down the streets without a mask on, you were getting hauled off.
But I will say, in all fairness, Jason Williams did release a statement saying, you know, and I'll just paraphrase part of it. As I've always said repeatedly since taking office in January of 21, the violent offenders wreaking havoc in our neighborhoods must be held accountable. And we are practicing what we preach in the DA's office. In this case, our prosecutors fought and argued for the judge to impose the maximum possible sentence. It was abundantly clear based on the facts, evidence, and circumstances that serious jail time was required to ensure accountability and public safety. We are extremely disappointed in the sentence that was handed down. Our office is deeply committed to securing justice for the victims. And here's the thing, that New Orleans, anyway, what he's saying is we were completely taken off guard, including myself. They were given no advance notice of the mayor's presence. And were provided no context that she was going to be participating at all.
I wish I could believe people when they speak anymore.
Right.
I wish I could believe this person who is backed by George Soros when he says that he was shocked or dismayed or he wanted this kid to get, you know, what he deserved. I don't, Denise.
Nothing they do over there
anymore
in New Orleans that has anything
to do with
it.
He says the right thing
because
he wants to get back into that, you know, office or that position. But was he really shocked that the judge went that way? No. This is over and over and over again. I don't believe these politicians who get up there and say one thing, but yet their actions have been proven.
Well, once again, honey, God has opened the eyes of
yeah.
the citizens, and now they see where they stand, and now they
Time
know
to
how to
back.
Vote when they get into the booth.
Yeah.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGrabRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
And if you miss any episode of our American Mamas, make sure you check out our podcast, the American Mamas Podcast. Get it on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, TuneIn, anywhere you get a podcast. Just go search American Mamas. You can also get the American Ground Radio Podcast. Those are free, so make sure you check them out. Coming up next, we're digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing, so stick around. That's good radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey guys, this is Don Tubbs. We are proud that we're an old school hardware store that has had roots in Bossier since 1922. God-fearing, we the people, America first, local folks. Tubbs, providing products that are built stronger to last longer and back them with parts and service. Tubbs is the brand you can trust. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
The methods described and ideas expressed during this program have proven the impossible to be possible. At any rate, any action taken based on this information as discussed during the program, well, I'm sorry, that's strictly at your own risk.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine?
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Lewis Saar, Avalone.
Okay, just real quick, You had asked, you know, how many people have died in Washington, D.C.? And I don't have the numbers in terms of
from COVID,
that is.
Just children.
Don't have that number. However, I do have a statistic that says Washington, D.C. has the ninth lowest death rate per capita.
Okay.
From COVID. So okay. It's one of the, I mean, the lowest number.
And we're talking about for school children, the death rate is astronomically low. And in Washington, D.C., they've got one of the lowest per capita rates, death rates. It's likely there hasn't been a single child in Washington, D.C. that has died from COVID.
And the reason that we bring this up, as we were talking before the break, the mayor of Washington, D.C. has decided that if your child is not vaccinated, your child cannot go to school, and there is no virtual learning for that child either.
And this is a huge, huge problem because, again, these vaccines, according to scientific data, according to studies across the world, these vaccines have caused heart problems in children. And a lot of the times the kids don't even know that the heart problem is occurring.
And this is going to disproportionately affect black students because 40% of black students aged 12 to 17 are not vaccinated in the District of Columbia.
You know, we've got to start taking back our schools. The left has taken over control of our schools from coast to coast.
Absolutely.
And that's why I was so encouraged by what happened in Florida this week, where so many school boards across the state of Florida flipped from leftist to conservative. And I thought, let's talk to somebody who knows what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about Ryan Gerduski with the 1776 Project PAC? Ryan, welcome to American Ground Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So for folks that don't know, what is the 1776 Project all about?
The 1776 Project is the only nationwide super PAC dedicated to electing conservatives to school board, really emphasizing ideas of patriotism, ideas of parental involvement, ideas of merit in education instead of equity, and promoting that as a major philosophy within education across the country, especially public education.
Really, what you guys are promoting is some of the ideas that were never questioned even in America when we were growing up. The merit system
was seen as a universal good back in the day. And then somehow within the last 10, 15 years, apparently merits turned racist.
Well, I mean, this is a whole part of the ideology behind critical race theory. This is what they've been pushing for quite some time. And I like to say that critical race theory isn't being taught in school, it's being practiced in school. And that is what you, this is what the outcome is. And I often ask people, what we are doing in public education, would the Chinese Communist Party do the same thing? Or are they interested in pushing their students forward and having a nation that flourishes in the future? Well, of course they are. What's happening on some of these schools and some of these school boards is complete insanity. So I started the project really after my godson was asked to read a book called Race Cars about how policemen are racist towards black drivers.
Wow.
And he was 9 at the time. So I thought that it was insane. I said, well, this is what I could do. I have a background in politics, so I will go and I will try to flip school boards. In our first year, we did 57 races and won 42 across 7 states. And we've grown since then successfully. And earlier this year, in May, we did 15 elections in Texas. We won all 15. And then we did a bunch of races. We did 49 races in Florida on Tuesday, and we won 35 of them. So it's been very successful moving forward.
And so what's the key to your success? I mean, it's just us, you know, just us talking here. So, no, you know, we don't want to share all your secrets, but what is the success? Yeah, it's just our audience, but they're not going to tell anybody. So what is your success?
Well, strategy. Usually, I mean, the thing is a lot of these school boards are held on non-traditional voting days, you know, in off-year cycles. And they were done specifically for the teachers' unions to sit there and make sure that only certain people voted, usually other teacher union members. And most Americans really didn't care. I mean, historically low turnout. And, you know, we've seen elections like that constantly. So you had a very left-wing school boards in charge in very conservative counties across the country. So my whole entire plan was, I said, well, if we can raise the awareness and find the candidates, we will advertise to Republicans who maybe don't turn out in every election. Maybe they just turn out in the midterms. They just turn out in congressional elections. But they don't turn in these off-year cycles. So sending mailers, text messages, digital ads to them saying, look, your school board is on the ballot on X, Y, and Z date. And these are the conservative members. And this is what's happening in your school board. And we give examples of what was happening. And that's how we were able to win, even in very blue counties and very blue places. I mean, our first year, we won in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. This is a county that has not voted Republican since 1984. So for a presidential election, rather. I mean, we won 6 school board seats in that county. We won in Kansas City, Kansas. We won in Hennepin County, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis. So we saw election victory after election victory. And when Governor Youngkin won, it kind of set the entire agenda on fire. So we repeated the same exact thing in Texas and now Florida, and we're hoping to really expand it. And we craft our message to audiences based upon what they want to hear. I always say politics is 80% telling people what they already know and 20% trying to add to what their opinion is. So to Republicans who talk about CRT and DEI and the transgender, what's going on in transgender bathrooms, and maybe to more independents, we talk about merit. We talk about specialized high school. We talk about reducing standards. We talk about reducing placement for children, even if they have good grades. And this ignites a fire under them to sit there, to get out, and to go vote. And we've been very successful. I'm very lucky to be so successful so far.
And you guys actually just flipped the Miami-Dade school board. This is now, as I understand, this is the largest school district in America that actually has a conservative-controlled school board, in part because of the work you guys did this last week.
Yeah, we mailed tens of thousands of mailers, and we did text messages into Miami-Dade, and we won. It's now, I think, a 5-4 majority conservative, and it was a miracle that happened. I mean, and they beat 2 incumbents in those seats. It wasn't easy. Governor DeSantis had also endorsed those candidates. Moms for Liberty was involved in those races. And I said on Laura Ingraham's show yesterday, I said, this is proof of what can happen when everyone gets behind good candidates and no one cares who gets the credit. So That's we all went to work in our own independent ways and managed to flip not just Miami-Dade, but Sarasota, Duval, Brevard, Hillsborough, Clay County, Martin County. These, like, there are thousands of counties in America. There's 13,000 school boards. These 13 districts that we got conservatives elected to and these six that we flipped represent 850,000 children in just the state of Florida alone.
Wow.
There's other elections coming up in Florida for Pinellas County and other counties that we made runoffs. In Florida, the rule is if you get over 50% the first time, you don't run in November. So we were very dedicated to the people with just, one opponent. We supported some other ones with multiple opponents, and a lot of them did make the runoff for the second round. So we hope to get involved in those elections in November.
Ryan, we have just a few seconds left. If folks want to get involved and help you do what you're doing across the country, how can they contribute to the 1776 Project PAC?
Go to 1776 Project PAC, PAC.com. And please donate. Look, I mean, it doesn't cost a lot of money to run for a school board candidate, certainly a lot less than Congress or U.S. Senate or state Senate. But when we're doing dozens and dozens, it is very costly. And small dollar donors keep us moving. And it's a very small staff. And we just do everything we can to really change education. Change education, you change the future.
Thank you, Ryan Gradusky, 1776 Project. We'll
Thank
be right back.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Fellas, what about some barbecue this Thursday? Well, I hear that Bodacious Bar and Q is hosting Ladies Night on Thursday.
Love me some barbecue!
Join us Thursday for Ladies Night at Bodacious Bar and Q. Mixed drinks are only $5 and get $3 off on a glass of wine. Ladies, come out for the drinks. Guys, come out for the, barbecue. And on Monday night, it's Music Bingo at Bodacious Bar and Q at 8410 Line Avenue in Shreveport.
I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
them.
Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25-yard lanes, choose Heroes Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr, Louis R. Avalone.
Well, no, critical race theory rejects the whole principle of equal opportunity.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, they contend that the supporters of critical race theory contend that equal opportunity is just a myth, that it's not real, because, you know, they say the civil rights movement yielded only symbolic gains for black Americans.
That's ridiculous.
And that they left black Americans' economic conditions virtually unchanged.
No, what happened was...
It's just not true.
What happened was LBJ put in his Great Society programs, which destroyed the family, especially among poor Americans and disproportionately among black Americans, and that has kept many black Americans mired in poverty. It wasn't the civil rights gains. It was the socialism introduced by LBJ and cheered on by some of the same people who actually led the civil rights movement.
You know, in our last guest, you know,
Ryan Gerdusky with the 1776 Project.
He made a great point. He said it's not a question of whether critical race theory is being taught in our schools.
Yeah.
It's being practiced in our schools.
It is.
And if you think that's just empty rhetoric, think again, because there is a war, and it's at the local level.
It
at
is.
The school
all across the country.
Level. The war is being waged against merit, and it's gaining ground. That's why there are programs for the gifted and the talented.
They're shut down.
They're being dismantled. Universities have reduced the importance of any sort of standardized testing.
They want to admit kids based on race. Look, here's the thing. George Soros is spending millions and millions of dollars going after DAs, right? And he's trying to change the country at that level. As conservatives, one of the things that we can do to fight back is to try and flip school boards from leftists to logical, from the far Democrats to the conservatives, because that's where we can fight this battle from the ground up. And we can do it for a lot less money than a DA's race, which is still a lot less expensive than a congressman or a senator.
And not allow some government bureaucrat to indoctrinate
your children into a communist, racist mindset. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
I can't wait to see the look on your face when I say this. I think Liz Cheney should run for president in 2024. I think that would be a bright spot.
I think you have lost your ever-loving mind. I mean, seriously.
Now, let me be clear.
You're just saying that for a fact.
No, I don't want Liz Cheney to actually become president. I just think it would be a bright spot if she ran for president.
No, Stephen, do you know the kind of dialogue that would dominate the mainstream media?
Yeah.
Would make her a media darling.
They would.
As she tore Donald Trump apart.
No. As she tried to tear Donald Trump apart, she couldn't actually. She can't tear Donald
Stephen,
Trump apart.
This would be a complete distraction
let me
from
tell you
the
why.
Issues that are really facing this country.
Let me tell you why this is a good thing.
This would be a circus, even more of a circus.
Would be a circus. There's a new poll out from Yahoo YouGov. Now, this is a left-leaning poll, right? This is a left-leaning outfit. They oversample Democrats in this poll. But according to this poll, there are real reasons to think that Liz Cheney running for the White House would actually be good for America. First, she poses no threat to Donald Trump as a Republican rival.
Okay, I still haven't heard a reason.
They
yet.
Said, who would you vote Come for on. In a Republican primary? Trump, Ron DeSantis, or Liz Cheney? And the according to this poll, again, this is a leftist poll, so I think this is actually even more in favor of Trump than what you see. But Trump 50%, DeSantis 32%, Cheney only 6%. She's not going to win a Republican primary. So she doesn't hurt Trump in any way in the primary, in any way, shape, or form.
I am still waiting to hear why this even needs to be considered.
All right.
I mean, this what you want to... What's Pocahontas?
Elizabeth Warren?
You want her to run too?
No, not at
you
all.
You want Bernie to, you want to trot Bernie out again?
Actually, if Bernie ran as an independent, that'd be fine. See, that's where this becomes a bright spot. Cheney can't run as a Republican. She's done before March.
Okay.
So what if instead of running for the Republican nomination, which she would lose in comical fashion, what if she ran for president as an independent? This would help Donald Trump. Here's why. In head-to-head matchups, this poll, which again, oversamples Democrats, says Trump would lose to Biden 42 to 39%.
Now, I think that's extremely generous towards the sitting president, but let's just suppose we're going to suspend reality for a minute.
It's fantasy.
We're going to suspend for a minute, and we're just going to take the poll up at face value. Head to head, Trump loses by 3 points according to this poll, all right? Here's the bright spot. If you throw Cheney into the mix as an independent candidate, she changes those numbers dramatically. Now, it's Biden at 29%, Trump at 37%, Cheney at 11%. Cheney does better as an independent in the general election than she would do as a Republican in the primary. But moreover, her being in the race cuts Biden's numbers by 13 points.
Stephen, not even going to be in the race.
She only cuts Trump's numbers by 2 points. So instead of losing to Biden by 3, Trump now wins over Biden and Cheney by 8. And this is a left-leaning poll.
Okay. All right. You've had your fun talking about this. Come on. I mean, Biden's not even going to be running for re-election. And
he may not, but he says he's going to.
And any poll that says that Biden has a 3% margin of victory currently over President Trump, who has a near 100% endorsement record.
I agree the poll's not accurate.
Come on.
But the question is the poll useful? And here's where you can see some useful information in a poll that's clearly wrong. I've said this all along. The vast majority of Joe Biden support isn't for Joe Biden. It's anti-Trump. If you split the anti-Trump vote, you drastically improve Trump's odds of winning. So I say, run, Liz, run. That would be a bright spot.
Not a chance in the world.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Lewis, what's the toughest challenge for business owners?
Finding employees, especially quality employees.
Well, our friends at Express Employment Professionals serve businesses across Caddo and Bossier Parishes.
And Express Employment Professionals never charge the applicant a fee.
If you need employees or are struggling with what you have, call Blake at 318-226-8777.
Blake will customize a recruiting plan that works for your organization and your budget.
Call Express Employment Professionals at 318-226-8777.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in 3 little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on contact.
I am Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, we often have quoted Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
In his quote, farewell address to the nation.
In 1989, January 1989,
and
just before
he
left
asked
office.
The question, he said, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?
Yep. And the answer to that question, by the way, then was no, and it's still no today, and it's a problem.
But I want you to pay attention to a particular portion of that quote.
Okay.
He asked the question, what America is and what she mm-hmm. represents
yes.
in the long history of the world.
Uh-huh.
According to the Associated Press,
mm-hmm.
you can't use the word she anymore when referring to nations.
Why not?
I don't know. The Associated Press has become more woke.
You have to call them he's?
No. They said that when you are referring to nations,
yes.
to ships,
uh-huh.
storms,
yeah.
or voice assistants like Siri,
uh-huh.
the Associated Press says they do not want you to use the word she.
What do they want you to use?
Or the pronoun she, rather.
What do they want you to use?
It. Just say it.
Okay. By the way, do you know why?
Just say it.
Do you know why America actually got the name America? Because it was named for Amerigo Vespucci. So why wasn't it named Amerigo or Amerigus? Because at the time, all the continents were named after women. So they changed Amerigo to America to make it a feminine name.
Well, now the Associated Press says no.
Whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
One night, Nick Konowalik asked his wife, Lori, if you took all logistics out of it, what would you do? He wanted to know her passion, her dream. She knew her answer immediately. She would open up a cat cafe.
A cat cafe.
The idea is for $12, customers can reserve a 60-minute cat cuddling session in her cafe. And not only do people enjoy the atmosphere, but in the process, they're helping to rescue stray cats, keeping them off the streets and out of the shelters. And if you like a particular cat, you can even adopt it and take it home. That was 5 years ago when this began. It's taken a lot of work, but the Tabby Cat Cafe has been a success. And this month, they celebrated their 1,000th cat adoption.
Sounds like it's the perfect business.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.